This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning. Welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Ericalis, and I am not in a good mood this morning. I'll explain why here in due time, but I'd like to mention that The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe, and where the average Joe goes to shop like a pro. The CGR Wholesale, they sponsor The Fan Early Morning Show this morning. All right, well, we have the Super Bowl yesterday, which was it a good game? I saw Doran, who's off today. Doran Dickerson tweeted out that he said the game stinks. Crowley and I were talking about it a little this morning when I came in. So, was it a good game? You can call 412-928-9370. Let me know what you think about that. I didn't particularly care for the game as much, because when you have a good game, you've got that back and forth offense where nobody's really making mistakes, or you get like strong defensive stops. For me, there were too many fumbles. The 49ers botched a punt. You had a blocked field goal. The Chiefs didn't find Travis Kelce for the majority of the game. They were making unconventional mistakes. The game, to me, gradually got better over time. As time passed, it felt like it was getting better. Less mistakes were being made for the most part. Now, the 49ers, I mean, them missing that field goal in the middle of the game, that was tough. And I think that the Chiefs just early on really were not getting it together. The 49ers are doing a solid job of keeping him contained, and I'll go into that a little bit later. But yeah, I mean, there were a lot of just mistakes that got patched, and that's when the team started scoring, when they really buckled down. I thought about Tony Romo getting my hopes up. I mean, he's calling the Chiefs' defense tired, but they're still making stops, and I'm just like, oh, well, I mean, they might be tired, Tony, but that analysis doesn't matter because they're still getting the job done and stopping the 49ers. And why were my hopes up? Well, we'll get to that here right now. So I put $100 on the 49ers, and I bet them on the money line. Now, as you know, I've been this year I have been learning how to sports gamble, right, because we did a segment. Doran and I used to do one on Thursdays during football season, and we would predict we'd give our best bets for the Thursday night football game. And so in order to do that segment, I had to learn how to sports gamble because I was never introduced to it before. And then I learned, and then I kind of became fond of it. And I would sprinkle little bets here and there. I bet on the Pirates a little bit toward the end of the 2023 season. I put in some bets for those Thursday night football games, put in some bets for some of the playoff games this year. And so I thought, you know what the heck, I'll bet on the Super Bowl. I like the 49ers as a favorite. It's rare when a team goes back-to-back in the Super Bowl, right? It hadn't been done in, about 20 years. Now, if anybody were to do it, it would be Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But, you know, I played the odds in that favor. I played the favorite. on the money line, and I said, yeah. I mean, I just feel like the circumstances are that Brock Purdy can do this and the 49ers can get this done. And then they missed a field goal. And then the game got pushed to overtime. The 49ers could not score a touchdown in overtime on their possession, and they just get chipped away. They stopped containing Mahomes, and they lost. Now, Nick Kostos is on from You Better You Bet, one of our Odyssey betting insiders. He came on Thursday, and he said, you know what? I don't care who's the favorite. I'm betting the Chiefs and Mahomes because at least I'll wake up knowing that I bet on the greatest of all time. And I heard that, and I'm like, I get it, sure. But I'm gonna take the risk. I'm gonna bet on the other side. Not that I don't trust Kostos either, and surely he was right to go with that guy. And Crowley said the same thing. He said, you know what, we're betting. Well, talking to Crowley this morning, he's like, yeah, I mean, that's what you do. When you have the greatest of all time at the quarterback position, you don't bet against him. And at least you wake up, and if the 49ers would have won, at least you wake up, and you're not upset because you put your money on the greatest. I played the odds in my head a little bit too much. I also realized that if I would have bet the spread, which I'm still trying to understand, or at least have confidence in betting, because I understand how it works, I just don't know. You know, if I have faith in that all the time, the money line is just simpler for me to understand and have faith. And if I would have bet the spread in the Chiefs' direction, I would have won that bet, which is also frustrating. Or if I would have bet the Chiefs, I would have gotten more money because they were the underdog. So that's why I'm upset this morning. That's me learning about betting. And I won my first few bets that I made, and I've made intermittent bets since those Thursday night football games that we talked about and we parlayed. But here I am now, frustrated. So it definitely made the game a little more exciting when you have a significant amount of your money on the game, as I continue to learn and evolve, and hopefully I'll win here in the future or get frustrated and give up altogether. We'll see. But, just learning, and this was kind of that story kind of coming full circle. I was betting on the Thursday night games, parlaying those, and I made it all the way to the Super Bowl. And so, you know, just upset about that. But the way the 49ers lost, too, like they were doing so well, and they had a plan for Patrick Mahomes, and they were keeping him contained so he couldn't run out of the pocket, and they forced him to make throws in the pocket or he'd got sacked. And they were doing so well. And then just a few miscues kept the Chiefs close. And then, of course, you know, I mean, I was shaking in overtime because when the 49ers didn't score a touchdown after they decided to get the football, I'm like, yeah, this is what the Chiefs do well. When they have to just go, they can usually put a plan together to get points. And that's exactly what they did. Call me, 412-928-9370. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, about the football season as a whole, whatever you want to talk about as it relates to the NFL, reacting to Super Bowl 58. We got a caller on the line now that I'll take. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Greg. How you doing this morning?
Like I said, I'm frustrated, man, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Man, let me tell you something.
Okay.
You're going to win the Super Bowl next year, too. The San Francisco 49ers is a freeze team. It froze up yesterday. They had the momentum in their favor for a minute. They dropped the ball, man. They dropped the ball. They should have scored a touchdown when they scored that field goal. They had a chance to win it. They folded. Their freeze pops, and they folded up. And another thing, too, Patrick Mahomes is just as good as Tom Brady or better at his age.
Sure.
Coming on, and he's going to be your next best quarterback that ever came into the NFL.
Greg, thanks for the call. Sorry to cut you off there. If you want to call back, you're welcome to. No, but I get your points. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, somebody that you can have confidence in to wreak havoc on the league. And I agree with Greg there in that case, too. He talking about that he's already going to favor them as to make it to the Super Bowl and potentially win again. I mean, if there was one team to do it, it's them. And that would provide a lot of interest to fans as well, I think, for them to make the journey back in. And kind of just circling back to the Steelers, doesn't make the Steelers' job any easier. When you kind of look at this season in retrospect, like, you want them to make it past the first round, and we talk about that all the time. I mean, it's not going to matter as long as the Chiefs are doing the thing. How the Bengals beat them a couple years ago is looking more and more like a miracle, or just kind of demonstrating how good the Bengals were in that year. But I mean, the Chiefs are a hard team to beat. They seem to be pumping out success. Over and over and over again, season after season after season. And here we are. Again, I didn't think that it was likely that a team could go back-to-back, but again, as Costos put it, as a lot of opinions that I've heard out there, you don't bet against the greatest, and you wake up, you know, you wake up the next day, and at least, even if you lost, you know, you bet on the greatest. And that's kind of how I'm feeling this morning. I mean, I had faith in the 49ers, and not even that they played a bad game. I mean, it was close. There were a lot of predictions that it would be a close game, and 25-22 is one of the closest scores you can get. So, yeah, I mean, they were playing so well on defense early on, and then they blew it. And so I'm upset now because I'm $100 down, and I'm still learning. I mean, I'm learning what to bet on and what to have faith in. Maybe I'll try more spreads here in the future. We'll see how that works out. Maybe just do point totals, stuff like that. Just recently been confident, though, in the money line. But, I mean, it really does give you more investment in the game, though. You just don't want to, you know, get too caught up in it. So I'm trying to also not get caught up in it and make smarter decisions. And now I feel like a dummy, though, because I did not listen to the good advice that I've received from several people who had predicted the Chiefs would indeed do it, and now I feel like a dummy this morning. So I'm mad I don't have money. I feel like a dummy. And, here we go. But, you can give me a call, 412-928-9370. Call me on the line. You can also hit me up on X at Callas_33 is my handle. That's Callas_33. I'll go back out to the line now. We got a caller on the line at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ted.
Ted, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, don't feel so bad. Don't feel so bad on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's called gambling for a reason.
You're not wrong.
But real quick, with the Super Bowl, Mahomes is just outstanding. I mean, yeah. What can you say? There's only one quarterback that can really beat him, and that's Joe Burrow. That's the only one I can see that can play that kind of game. And I'll be honest with the Steelers. Look, they don't have – I don't understand. They just don't have that quarterback.
Correct.
I don't see how they can compete. I really don't. Only thing with Kenny Pickett, that's I'll put it this way. His fourth quarter comebacks are amazing. You can't teach that. But, you know, if they have to make a trade to get Justin Fields, you got to make that trade. After what I saw in the Super Bowl, you have to get that kind of quarterback.
So we're just getting mixed signals from Art Rooney there, and then the coaching staff that's there, at least Tomlin, because it seems like Tomlin's, you know, confident in the quarterbacks on the roster, but Art Rooney's like, everything's on the table. So who knows?
Well, you have to be. You have to be. You look at the quarterbacks in the division and in the AFC. There is no way you can compete. I don't care what kind of defense you have.
You're definitely not winning a Super Bowl with the quarterbacks to start, but, you know, if that is the goal, right? I guess the goal is just win a playoff game now.
Well, it's supposed to be. I mean, who won the MVP? Lamar Jackson. I mean, you're not even close. they got a lot of work to do. And to me, they got to gamble big because Mahomes is going to be around. Joe Burrow is going to be around. Lamar Jackson is going to be around. you know, hey, even the quarterback from Buffalo is going to be around.
Yeah.
If you want to be in that conversation, you got to have a big-time quarterback.
You're right, Ted. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's Ted always a good caller. I appreciate it also. It's not like we'd have to be so hard on myself. I'm going to try to do that. But, yeah, I mean, having the quarterback is the thing. And I was actually – I've got a perspective on that a little bit that's unique, I'll say, about quarterbacks and about highly anticipated talent, prospects, young guys coming up and trying, and about where those great quarterbacks are in relation to their draft selection. I'll talk about that here coming up. But it seems like as it relates to the Steelers, because, you know, we always want to circle back to the Steelers if we can, because, of course, we're in Pittsburgh, and this is Pittsburgh Sports Radio. It's going to be tough sledding for at least the next, 4 or 5 years. As long as the Chiefs stay as dominant as they have been. Even if the Steelers can win a playoff game, which is really what we all want right now. Like, that's our standard, I believe. Like, the majority of people that I talk to say that the goal is just win that playoff game. Heck, the players are saying, oh, yeah, no, we want to win a playoff game. Because you know that they're not likely to make it to the Super Bowl. They're especially not likely to make it to the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, the AFC is a tough conference. You knew it was going to be competitive this season. You didn't expect teams like the Jaguars and the Chargers not to make it. The Steelers were kind of a shuck playoff team. And yet you realize when you get there, oh, Josh Allen's in the playoffs. Oh, Patrick Mahomes is here. Whoops. This is scary now. You know, like, it's not an easy path. And Patrick Mahomes just proved, okay, they can repeat as champions. I believe no one has done a three-peat in the Super Bowl era. So, are they the team that can do it first? Yeah, don't put any doubts in there. I mean, that's really the storyline. They're talking about on the podium, they got their back-to-back, and I mean, they're getting interviewed about winning a third. Travis Kelce yelling as they cut to Taylor Swift in near tears. It's a very sweet story. But yeah, that's just what they're talking about now. Are they going to be the three-peaters, the first ones in the history of the Super Bowl? If there's one team to do it, they're the team, and as that relates to the Steelers, they got to find that mix, that team that can compete with that. Because it's tough right now. They're a tough team. I'll take one more caller before I go to break, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Rich.
Hello, Rich. What's up?
Hey, I was calling in to talk about bets because I probably had the worst bet in history last night.
Did you?
I'm not sure if anybody else has that bet, but I put all my money on Brock Purdy over-under on the over rushing yards, which was 12.5. And he was sitting at 13, and the kickoff goes out of bounds to with 3 seconds left, and Brock Purdy kneels to go into overtime and put himself at 12 yards rushing, and everybody that had the over lost.
No.
On Brock Purdy. Yeah, so your bet wasn't so bad, and I also had Sam Fran on the money line, so I'm out 500, and I was up almost 1,000 and lost both at the last second. So don't feel so bad about your bet. It's it was a rough betting night for myself too.
Well,
I hope I'm not the only guy in Pittsburgh that had Brock Purdy over rushing, because I thought that was a lock, and the kneel down killed us. So.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No, I feel a little better. I guess I'm sorry. Betting's a roller coaster. Don't get addicted, but, you know, it's fun. It's fun doing it on occasion. The Super Bowl, definitely one of those occasions you can try to have some fun. But that's I didn't even realize that, because I didn't look at the over-unders on individual stats. But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough way to go. Taking taking a kneel down to subtract a yard. Sorry, man. Feel bad. I feel a little better, but I feel bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing on qualified buyers. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. Today, high of 49, low of 30. Expect a 50% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, it's going to cool off a little bit. High of 41, low of 31 with overcast skies expected. That's Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Back out to the phone lines. We've got a caller at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hi, just call me the Allstate man. Because I lost all every time with the 49ers.
Oh.
Ever since back when the Ravens won. Oh, man. That's what I was calling in. Okay, I'll try to change my betting.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I guess don't bet on the 49ers. They're not a reliable team. No, I feel that way this morning. I'm frustrated. Maybe don't have faith in the 49ers. Brock Purdy is such a good story though that I try to have patience with that, cuz I mean, you know, and at least just appreciate what he's done as well. I mean, to be drafted like last and then make it to a Super Bowl, that's I mean, it's amazing. It's a really good story, and it's inspiring now. First round choice or last pick in the draft, it seems the first round choice won in this case in Patrick Mahomes, but still a good story, and it's still good to appreciate Brock Purdy. Now, I really wanted the 49ers to win too, because I was going to come on this morning, and I was gonna make a case. I was gonna say, you know what, our draft choices or our drafts going to change among teams and how they view getting a quarterback. You know, maybe get the first round guy, but also put some faith in that pick toward the end of the draft as well. It's not as strong of a case because the 49ers did not win, but I think it's still an interesting case to talk about when you talk about quarterbacks, maybe just investing, you know, maybe teams will start investing more in those later picks just in case. I mean, the 49ers aren't kicking themselves too much if they're making it to the Super Bowl or contending legitimately for a Super Bowl every year. They're not kicking themselves too much about the Trey Lance choice or, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, if there's any, you know, regrets about what he's done. I mean, he was fine. He was a serviceable quarterback. Brock Purdy, I think many would argue, a little better than serviceable. You know, he's played incredibly well since he's been in the league. So, you know, is there more stock to put into the later round choices as well? I mean, I might argue yes. I would say that sometimes too, like, with the 49ers, they had a plan against Patrick Mahomes, it seemed. They were containing Mahomes, and they had a plan, which was another argument I was going to make before the Chiefs ended up winning, so darn. But, like, sometimes it's better to have that underdog. Like, when Brock Purdy got into the games for the 49ers his first time around, people didn't know what to expect because he's the third-string quarterback. And so he can come out and he can use his weapons appropriately while he's still a secret weapon. When you have a guy out of college that's a really good quarterback, all the teams are studying his game and how he plays. So I think it's more difficult sometimes when you have a guy that comes into the league. Now, you got your Patrick Mahomes guys who seem undefeatable in many cases. Yeah, I mean, he's lost games, obviously, but he's also won plenty to make up for that. But, like, when you have a guy that people don't know about, who's kind of a secret weapon, who you know, doesn't have much film to display, that you can't study until he actually does it, like, that's kind of why I would say that maybe sometimes that guy drafted later on is, like, a secret weapon, is, like, somebody that you might want to put more faith in because people aren't expecting him to do well. When you've got high draft choices coming out of college, like, teams will study that college film from those guys who do really well. And so maybe that's why a later draft choice would work. Like, a Brock Purdy choice can work. And we'll just see how teams, maybe that trend will change where you'll see a slight increase in quarterbacks being drafted late. Maybe not. I mean, you still want to have faith in your top round picks, obviously. That's why you draft them in the first round. So we'll just see, just a theory that I'll expand upon a little bit too on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.